Hey everybody, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr. Looking forward to today's Business of Digital podcast with guest Melissa Fosh. Thanks for joining us, Melissa.
Thanks for having me.
So what we're going to do today...
Wait, Matt, just to check. Okay, you can hear
yeah,
me. Good.
Yeah, I can hear you. And we got some pretty nice thunderstorms. You know, Dave swears that it's not his PC that he's using.
It's totally my PC.
But, anyway, so... Hopefully everybody can hear us all right. And what we wanted to do today was we wanted to talk about surviving and conquering PubCon. And so we have the perfect guest, Melissa. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of your background of what you do at PubCon and why we're talking to you about surviving and conquering PubCon.
Okay. I'm the social and community manager at PubCon. And while I do all the social and community stuff during the year, during the conference and up and to the conference, I help attendees with anything they need and speakers as well. And during the conference, I'm the one of the people you can go to if you have a situation or a problem or you need help or can't find something or whatever the situation is.
Pretty much anything.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Awesome. So yep. We are grateful to have you on the show today. And so we're joking a lot about this, but in many cases, PubCon, that week, it is a marathon. And so, you know, hopefully we're going to share some good tips with everybody that's listening on, you know, how to survive and conquer. Because, you know, the goal of a conference like this, you know, one of this size is for everybody to learn, for those that are speaking to make new contacts, network, get new clients, new business. And, you know, it's just there's so much that goes on during the day. We were talking about this earlier, but there's 10 tracks every hour this year. Is that correct?
Yes, except for Thursday, I think there's 9, but the other 2 days, it's 10. Yes.
So, and then in between all that, there's 2 days of full expo, and then there's official parties after, and then after official after parties, and then hundreds of other non-official parties. And so... you know, we were joking oftentimes I'll be calling Dave or texting him in the morning, making lunch plans, and I'm just waking up and, you know, he's just finished up with his breakfast before he goes to bed for the next couple of hours. And so we'll give Dave a chance to defend himself in a second. But Melissa, why
I'm
don't
stroking
you...
stroking my little beard. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm totally innocent.
All right. So... why don't you start off by sharing some of your best tips for, again, I think this would be beneficial for those that have even been going to PubCon for a while, but especially those that are brand new to PubCon and just how can they survive and conquer this week of PubCon?
Okay, let's start with survival. get sleep, show up to PubCon rested. I've made the mistake of running around trying to handle work the week before I leave and kids and getting my house ready for grandma to watch the kid. And I show up to PubCon exhausted. You don't want to do that. It's going to take every bit of energy you have to make it through the week. I have survived on 3 or 4 hours a night of sleep the nights that I'm at PubCon, and that has worked out for me. Might not work for you. But as you're networking at night, we talked about earlier how you could – look up and see it's 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning and be shocked. Keep an eye on the clock. Try and get some sleep.
Maybe even set some alarms for yourself. I mean, we all have
right on your phone.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Go to bed, dummy, or something.
Yeah. The other thing, especially if you're from the East Coast or if you're coming anywhere around the world that is has a little bit of humidity, there is none in Vegas. You have to drink as much water as you can throughout the day. As far as conquering, I would say the biggest mistake I see speakers and attendees making, even those that have come a few times, is they are afraid to engage. The one thing that's great about PubCon is you can walk up to pretty much anyone and they are going to be friendly and kind and accepting and talk to you. This is not one of those conferences where you have stuck up people. Yes, it's called a family reunion at times with like 3,500 people, but that's really what it is.
It's true.
If you're a speaker at PubCon, you are expected to be as kind and giving and as helpful as you can to anyone who comes up and speaks to you. So this is not a conference where you have to feel uncomfortable ever. The other thing, shoes, comfortable shoes. Do not show up trying to look really fancy and nice, because you'll probably walk between the conference and networking 20 miles a day on average. So you want to have comfortable tennis shoes.
She's not kidding. She said 20 miles a day. She's not kidding.
Not kidding. The conference center is big. It takes a while to walk up to where you need to be. Hotels, so comfortable shoes. Brian LaFrance, by the way, let me mention this real quick, gave me a great tip. He said you can't wear the same pair of tennis shoes every single day, because if you walk 20 miles in one pair, they're not going to fluff back up by the next day. So bring a couple of pair of tennis shoes.
That's good to know.
Yes. Comfortable clothing. The convention center is freezing the majority of the time, so make sure that you have
You call something. It freezing. I call it perfect.
Okay. Well, I can tell you on social media for I'm the last kidding. I know. I'm just going to say we probably get about 100 complaints a day. It is so cold in here, I can't even function. So hoodies are good. Blazers, definitely some jeans. Some of the guys, like Dave, just wear shorts around, but he's a giant.
Yes.
He's a giant.
I love shorts.
So,
and a lot of times, and it's good that we're telling people how to dress. Pay attention to the weather, because a lot of times, you know, especially if you're coming from the Northeast Coast, you know, people think it's November and they're, you know, but this is Vegas. It's still going to be fairly warm, or usually is fairly warm in November.
This year is November. Last year was October. It does change a little bit from October to November, depending on when PubCon is. So during the day, it'll still be 80, 85, possibly 90, 92.
But it does cool off. The difference is at
night. Instead of 60 degrees at night, late in October, it does get down to 50.
Right. So
sometimes less.
Yeah. My first PubCon was late October, and it was chilly at night. I was glad I had a leather jacket with me. So
you're a Floridian too. So both of you are. I am a Floridian. I know you're a Floridian and Matt is in Arizona, Phoenix, where, you know, cold is, you know, 72 degrees. They put on their parkas.
Yeah.
Right.
So just.
But, you know, you network at night, then you walk up and down to different places with people, again, comfortable shoes and just something you could layer your clothing in. The other thing, you're with a bunch of geeks and nerds. I know there's a differentiation between the two. So you don't have to worry about dressing up. Your Star Wars shirts and superhero shirts are welcome. Be as comfortable as you can. As far as speakers are concerned, you can go with the t-shirts, but I recommend like a blazer or something nice the day that you're speaking, because people are going to be taking pictures of you. And you never know who is in the audience. There isn't a brand that you can look at in your home that has not showed up at PubCon. You know, multiple governments. I mean, it is a great networking place. It's a great way to pick up clients. So you want to look nice enough that you could pick up a client if you had to.
Yeah. And I'll just give you guys a little shout out and plug for PubCon from someone on the agent, you know, for someone that owns an agency. Because you mentioned governments there. You're not, you know, guys that are listening, she's not lying. We actually, one of our clients that we landed from PubCon is a government agency. And so I'm not going to tell you what country, because I know you all are vultures and you're going to try to steal them. But anyway, since you mentioned that, throw that out there. But so yeah, those are all fantastic tips for surviving and conquering. And we'll give you a little bit more time to wrap up some final thoughts on that. But I wanted to shift a little bit to Dave and let's hear the surviving and conquering from a true survivor and conqueror of of PubCon.
Party world.
The party world, yes. So why don't you
I call it networking.
You may call it
partying. It is networking.
Go for it, Dave.
It will, just to extend upon what Melissa talked about going tired, anytime I travel, whether it's PubCon or not, if I'm going to be gone 2 days, I double it. So I want 4 days out. If I'm just going for, like last week, I was just out of town for 2 days. 4 days prior, I started looking at my workload, what the kids had going on, what stuff I had to do around the house, just everything, and said, okay, I have 4 days to do it so that when it comes up to it, you know, when I leave for 2 days, I'm not running around. And for PubCon, since I tend to go for all 4 or 5 days, I look at it as 2 weeks out. So when I'm 2 weeks out, I'm like, what client deliverables do I have to do? What client deliverables Can I push off? What clients do I need to tell that, you know, if this is the last project I'm working on for the next 2 weeks, because I'm going to be out and I'm going to be at this event and I'm speaking and doing stuff.
You know, Dave,
I want
you to continue your thought on that, but I just wanted to point out what you talk about is great, because one of the things that bugs me to no end is when I'm, and again, I get it that some of the stuff, you know, there's fires that happen and you have to take care of things. But one of the things that I'm always amazed with, especially when I'll go out and I'll see the same person in the same spot doing business, you know, outside of, not in a conference room learning, but they're out in the same spot for, you know, 5 hours. Like, why did you come to the conference? You know, you're working. Yeah. And so you don't want that. And so anyway, when you said that, it made me think of it. And that's something, you know, to avoid, but keep going.
No, and you start, if you're in an agency, I start telling all of the account directors, project managers and stuff when I worked in-house. You start talking to IT people, you start talking to your marketing team and say, hey, there's an email blast going out, or, you know, we were going to push this product this lot day. Can we push it, you know, the next week? And I start trying to make it so that the only thing I have to do is maybe answer some client emails that come in, and maybe put out fires if any come up. And the rest of the time I can go and actually spend the time in the sessions and spend the time networking and or sleeping.
Right. And to further what Dave said, every year I have new attendees say, oh my gosh, there's not a spare moment to do anything and I have to work. And I'm like,
there's not.
You don't show up here thinking that you're going to have time to work. You will not. Not if you want to take advantage of everything, the keynotes, the sessions, the expo hall, and you can think, I mean, we've all been there. You start talking to someone in the hall, they end up being a client. You're not going to walk away from them.
No.
You know, you're going to hang out with them for a while.
And I'll tell you.
And then.
Look.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and I'll tell you, it's something that, you know, even from someone that's been going for 10 years, okay? And you, any session that I'm in, I can usually get something, some kind of nugget. I mean, it may be, you know, it may be three speakers. And two of them didn't really do anything, but there's always one sometimes that I get something from. And there may be someone else in the audience that gets something from, you know, someone else. But that's why, like, you know, you want to try to take advantage of as many sessions as you can and not do that work thing, because you never know when you might hit that, you know, you don't want to miss that golden nugget is what I'm trying to say. And again, you know, when you're failing to attend sessions, that's what you're risking.
Right. And something I want to point out that based on what you said, most of the speakers will plan together what they're going to talk about. And a lot of speakers may say, you know what, you go first, you talk about a beginner's, you know, SEO, and then you talk about intermediate, and you talk about advanced. And I see people who will get up and leave a room because the first speaker they already know. So they're like, this is not going to work for me. I'm going to go to another session, which I understand. But then they can miss some good chunks. So sometimes leaving a session and running to a next one isn't the best option. Maybe hear them out. Maybe tweet the speakers ahead of time or ask them ahead of time, hey, what are you going to talk about? So you can figure out which session you have to be in. Because you know when you're there, there's so many. It's hard to figure out which way to go. You know, so read the on the PubCon site. It's under educational sessions. You can see every session and every speaker, and you can find their Twitter handle and tweet them. And say, hey, what are you talking about?
And I'll just give
plan.
And I'll just give everyone a hint right now. If Melissa's, mine, or Dave's name is on it, attend it. Shameful plug. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go. But yeah, that it's very hard. I think a lot of people that plan ahead of time do better off. Like they know these are the sessions they kind of want to go to, and they've already talked to the speakers on Twitter or Facebook, and have a plan. And then the other thing is you're going to get all of the decks that all of the speakers, you know, have up. So you don't have to take notes on every little thing that is on the slide. Maybe something they're talking about off to the side that you think is important.
Since you're starting to give these hints, I you know, maybe we should throw in some of our best, you know, I don't know, secrets or things we've learned, not really secrets, but, you know, like making sure you have extra battery power, because you will burn through a couple cycles in your phone, you know, your laptop. You know, those are the big ones that I can think of as far as, you know, just keeping you prepared for note-taking if you use all your devices. Make sure you have enough power.
Yeah, extension cords, people bring them every year. You want to make a best friend in Vegas, have Tylenol in your backpack.
There you go.
Tylenol or Motrin. Gum snacks. You just burn through so much energy in PubCon. Just running this session to that session. And then the hoodie. I always have a hoodie for when I get cold. Just because you two don't doesn't mean. But I always get cold. The other thing is there's a room there for breastfeeding mothers.
Very cool.
Which most people don't even know about. You just have to ask the front desk where it is. What else? And then the other thing I was going to ask you both to kind of talk about is how to network. Like if you say, okay, this is a big business or this is like a big department store and I want to talk to them. How do you start off those conversations with them so you can kind of...
Hey, Dave, do you want to take this first and then I'll follow up?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, one of the things, well, it kind of ties into it, but I was going to say before you go, especially when I was an in-house person, I'd go and talk to IT. I'd go to talk to the PPC people. I'd talk to the email people. I'd talk to the social people or the people that helped me and ask them, what is your biggest problem? I'm going to a conference, and if I'm in a session, what do I need to listen for? Is there a tool we need to understand? Is it, you know, you have a question about Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, is it, you know, what PPC stuff we should be, would be work best for A/B testing or whatever that question is, and come with 3 to 5 like serious questions to try to get answered. And then like Melissa said, there's all of the sessions. Start hitting, you know, trying to figure out 2 sessions each time that, and trying to figure out what can answer those questions and then figuring out what the speakers are. And if you miss one of those sessions, start looking for those speakers.
Yep.
And then when you're talking to people, start trying to listen and trying to figure out who you can talk to get those answers for those questions.
I like it.
Yeah. Just go and up and ask them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been in there before and said, you know, I was in your session. You talked about this and, you know, I have a very specific question and you know, and if you say it's going to be quick, please make it quick. For the speakers and for everyone else, because they might be talking to someone or that, you know, they might be on their way to something. And years and years ago, I had a site that was hit and I actually saw Bruce Clay was walking. This is like what, 2004, and was walking from what used to be the Hilton next door over. And so I literally just walked with him and asked him and I said, here's a quick site. It's this thin content, blah, 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 blah. I think I was hit by Florida and this is why, boom, boom, boom. And he's like, yep. I'm like, awesome. Like, I just wanted confirmation. And that was like one of my goals was to figure out and get confirmation from someone that they agreed that even though I tried to give them a lot of info really quick. Yep. All right, cool. And that was like one of my goals. Check, done.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yep. Smart.
One of the things that I would suggest too, I mean, most of us know lots of different people. Obviously, some may know more than others, but if there's someone you know, just network your network, if you will. And if there's someone that you're wanting to meet, I usually just ask around and I'll ask Dave, hey, you know, do you know so-and-so or Melissa, do you know so-and-so? And it's always easy to get a soft intro to someone like that rather than, you know, the things that, the one thing that I do hate prior to PubCon is all of the email spam that I will get on LinkedIn and different places. Hey, notice you're going to be at PubCon. And, you know, it's completely, hey, sirs, or dear madam. I'm like, yep, I'm a madam, that's for sure. But, you know, anyway, like, that's the wrong way to do it. I'm not saying that you can't reach out to someone on Twitter or you can't reach out to someone on LinkedIn, but definitely, you know, have a little tact when you do it. You know, don't just come at them full force. You know, one of the things, you guys both know Andy Bill, wrote a couple books. He's been on lots of, you know, CNN, and lots of news places talking about what he does, and he usually keynotes. And anyway, when we first started, you know, talking with each other and becoming, you know, pretty good friends, you know, what I would do is I would just have normal conversations with him about just life and how you doing and, you know, tell me about your background instead of just going straight in for it and like, teach me how to do reputation management or something. Just have a little bit of tact with stuff like that. And, you know, through the years, that's how we've become good friends. And we've actually taken several trips to, you know, Hawaii together. But I guarantee you none of that would have happened if I just went straight for the kill and like teach me how to do reputation management. You know what I mean? So,
right.
All right.
One thing I want to add to that real quick is don't sell. Nothing makes speakers or attendees more angry than someone coming up and trying to sell their services to everybody. It's a friendly networking place. It's not a place to sell. I also wanted to real quick mention the leadership and mentorship program at PubCon.
Oh, perfect.
So if it's your first time coming to the conference, you can sign up and they'll team you up with a speaker or a veteran attendee that can walk you around, introduce you to people, show you the ropes. It's a really nice program if you're new and kind of shy.
And I did do that last year with a gentleman, and awesome guy. He loved it. I introduced him to lots of people, and we ended up doing some work together. And so, yeah, it's a great program, and definitely I like what you said. If you're a little bit shy, if you know you're a little bit intimidated about meeting some of these people, like none of us should intimidate you, but definitely take advantage of that program. That's one of the last tips that I would give. And so maybe Dave, Melissa, one final tip.
The man with the really big beard.
Just say hi. Just say hi. That's all I'll say.
I may look intimidating, but I'm not. Right, guys?
No.
Right. Nope. Not at all.
All right. So any final tips for us, Dave, for surviving and conquering PubCon?
Even after going, since I think my first PubCon was 2004, Vegas, I still make a point of every day trying to meet one new person. And it forces me, because when I go, I only see, there's some people that, you know, I only see a couple times a year, and I try to hang out with them at certain times. It's partly why I'm up so late most of the time, but I try to go to every networking event. The number of people that I think go back to their rooms and do work, it goes back to what we talked about, prepare and give yourself time to go and network. If you ever have questions months after, that network of people, that's how I know Melissa, that's how I know I'm Matt, that's how I know Andy Beal, that's how I know a lot of the people we'll ever have on this show is from all that networking. But keep going. Every day I try to have at least one good conversation with someone. And it doesn't even have to be about SEO or PPC. It can just be about, you know, why they like the White Sox, those poor souls. Or, you know, it can be about where they're from or anything. And I just try to meet
people. It's really easy to just go sit with someone at lunch.
Yeah.
Yep. Just say hi when you sit down.
There's people I knew for 3 or 4 years. I had no idea if they did SEO or PPC. Didn't care. Just, you know, said hi and talk to them. So that's my big thing. It's just you have to go out there and try to meet people.
Very good. All excellent tips. So hopefully those that are new to PubCon, it's going to be their first, second one, you know, and hopefully this gives you guys some information to really just, like we said, survive and conquer PubCon. I'm looking forward to it. And I appreciate you guys for all your thoughts. And Melissa, thank you for being a guest on the show again.
Yes, anytime. Right. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, for Melissa and Dave, I'm Matt Soltila, and we look forward to hearing you guys or having you guys back on another show. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
See you at PubCon.
All right.
Bye.